Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to the Financial Wake Up Call. I am here to guide you through. I'm Vin Avenue. Dave Crossan will give you the full scoop of
the
ice cream.
Scoop. Okay.
It's like a bowl of ice cream, right? You sit there, you enjoy it. You know, you feel good about life. Well, Dave Crossan's going to give you that scoop of ice cream in his Financial Wake Up Call. Dave Crossan, of course, coming in from Shoreline Wealth Management here at the Jersey Shore as well to guide you on that ice cream journey. I mean, financial journey.
There you go. I love it.
This has been a fun ride on the podcast journey so far. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. And of course, if you're listening for the first time, welcome on in.
There it is.
Dave, what kind of ice cream financial flavor are we going for today?
There it is. Thank you. Thank you. And yes, now we are officially with the Financial Wake Up Call. We're trying my Financial Wake Up Call, the Financial Wake Up Call. We're good.
The. There it is.
There it is. So thank you, everybody, for listening, as always. So this is a topic that I had some good conversations this week.
Because there you go.
There's a lot of confusion with any investing. There are a lot of options, a lot of products, a lot of different ways you can invest your money. And this was a hot topic. When I say a hot topic, something that was discussed a lot this week. And I figured, you know what, Vin, let's bring it in and let's have this as
all right.
The topic.
There we go.
And it's annuities. Now,
okay.
With annuities, there are so many different types of annuities. And I think that is the major confusion for a lot of people. They hear, well, annuities are good, annuities are bad, annuities do this, annuities do that. There are so many different options.
Yeah.
So let me start with a type of an annuity that a lot of people are familiar with. So, for example, a retirement account may offer an option of an annuity for somebody who is retiring that basically says, upon your retirement, this monthly amount you can receive for the rest of your life.
There you go.
That's one option. Or there's an option where there would be a lesser amount you would receive, but if something happened to you, that payment, that similar payment, could go to your spouse. So number one, and I'm just making these numbers up. Okay, let's say this annuity says upon your passing, upon your retirement, excuse me, you would receive $1,200 a month, okay? And upon your passing, then that benefit is gone. Okay, that's one type of an income stream or an annuity that pays just for your life. But another option, a lot of people I'm sure are very familiar with this when they receive that paperwork to make a decision on what to do, is they may say, okay, we're going to offer another option where we'll pay you $1,000 a month, but upon your passing, your spouse could continue that $1,000 or a percentage of that $1,000. And the numbers are adjusted accordingly depending on what benefit you decide to take. So for a lot of people, they're like, well, depending on how long I live will really determine if it was a good decision with one annuity income stream option or monthly check option over another. And some people might be like, well, you know what? Maybe I should take a lump sum and look at different options on how to invest this money. So where am I going with this, Vin? I want to get into the different types of annuities, and I'm not going to go into every possible annuity, but ones that are out there that are very different. And yes, they're called annuities, but they're different in this way. So number one, one type of an annuity is like an income annuity, like an immediate annuity. It pays you for your lifetime, and then upon your passing would either pay a similar payment or a reduced payment to, say, a spouse, or possibly some sort of refund or lump sum option. And that would be for your lifetime. That's the payment. So you do lose control in that option. But the nice thing is you're creating a pension for yourself that you are going to receive X amount of dollars every month or whatever payment time frame you set up every month, every quarter, whatever it is, that you are receiving this amount of money. And then if you elect to have a spouse receive a similar or lesser amount, those different options are on there. You make that decision. And those are income options, whether it's for retirement account upon retirement, they give you those options, or it's something that you go and you buy with an insurance company. And that's the major thing to bring up here, Vin.
Okay.
These guarantees that you're receiving this money are coming from an insurance company. The insurance company is the one that's saying, okay, we are guaranteeing this payment under these terms. Now, when I say guaranteeing, it's that guarantee is coming from the insurance company. So number one, do your homework. Make sure you take a good look at the insurance company that's providing the guarantee. Look at their rating. Look at how long they've been providing these type of investment vehicles. Make sure it's a quality insurance company that's providing these payments to you. Okay, and that's so important. When you speak to somebody about the offering, make sure you understand where the offering is coming from. And something completely different. It has nothing to do with a bank deposit. Completely different. This insurance is coming from the insurance company. A protection is coming from the insurance company. It's not a bank deposit. It's not FDIC. That's not the protection on here. It is the insurance company. So number one, when you're looking at these options, and let's say you have the opportunity to choose one of these annuities, an income annuity for the rest of your life, you take a good look at the insurance company that is providing that protection. So that's the basics with an immediate annuity or an annuity that'll pay you for the rest of your life. It is an income story. It is a guarantee that this insurance company will pay for the rest of your life. It could be for your beneficiary, or in this case, your spouse, that they have protection on there. And there are also options, Vin, where let's say I have it for my life, but there's also a period certain that, let's say I die, and I'm making this up, before 10 years, it would say that the remaining years up to that 10 years would go to the beneficiary. And then anything after that, let's say I live beyond that time period, it would be just me getting it, so to speak. That would be the benefit to me. But if I died before a certain age or time frame, I should say, that the annuity was paying to me, that there would be a benefit that would go to a beneficiary. So you want to look at all of the different options for yourself. And if you're looking to make sure that a spouse gets a protection, either it be continuing the income, a reduced amount, or possibly some sort of lump sum payment. The big thing, Vin, is with annuities, it is giving up the control to the insurance company, and in turn, they make those payments to you. So those are the income annuities. And there's other ones out there, but I'm going to just focus in on that, because for a lot of people, when they retire, they typically get some sort of an option that would provide an income for the rest of their life if they're not taking a lump sum to roll over to a traditional IRA. Now, I want to bring up some other annuities that aren't income annuities. They are intended for growth. So one in particular is a fixed annuity. It's very simple. It has a set time frame where it will pay you a certain interest rate. And I'm just going to make one up here. Let's say it's for 3 years and it's going to pay you 5% for 3 years. You're going to get that interest for that time period for the 3 years at 5%. And then typically what ends up happening, Vin, after the time period of the annuity, they would offer, say, a minimum rate guarantee that if you want to stay with the same insurance company and the same annuity, you can, but that rate will be whatever, either the minimum or a higher rate, but they usually will typically put in there, or I should say they would put in there, a minimum rate that you would get after a certain time frame. And the big thing with these type of annuities, if you redeem them early, there are penalties, so you have to keep your eye out for that. They typically would provide you the ability, if you want to take out as much as 10% of the account value per year, to be able to do so. Again, this is a conversation you want to have with your financial advisor when you have this discussion, but they would typically lay out your liquidity options, your interest that you're getting, and then after the set time period that the annuity is for, a minimum rate that you would get for a lot of individuals if they're just looking to put money somewhere for a period of time to get a good interest rate. That's one option for them. You know, I look at a fixed annuity. That's the insurance company that's insuring it. A CD, completely different. A certificate of deposit, that's insured with the FDIC. On the bank side, they're completely different. But how they pay somebody in the sense of a set interest rate for a period of time makes them similar. Also, too, with the fixed annuity, that's a little bit different than the CD, is the additional liquidity that you can get. That typically with a CD, if you were to pull out more than the interest, there would be some loss of interest that you would be, or we should say, as a penalty against it. So that's a simple one. Fixed annuity, you know what you're getting interest rate wise. There aren't any additional fees. You're getting an interest rate for that time period. Now, another option would be a index annuity, a little bit different in that your principal is protected from the insurance company, but instead of having a set interest rate that you know you're going to get, you have up to certain limits. So I'll just make up a scenario. It's based on an index, the S&P 500, stock market, Russell 2000, maybe another one for small caps.
Okay.
Different indexes where you can invest, and the insurance company would say, okay, well, here are the different caps that are, you know, say year one, you have a cap up to 6%. So let's say the market, in this case, let's use the S&P 500, goes up to that cap. You would be able to participate in that growth. The cap would, however, if there was additional growth beyond that, let's say the market in the S&P 500 was up 10% and your cap was 6%, well, you would only get up to that 6%. A lot of people like it because, number one, you have that principal protection from the insurance company, but the opportunity to get bigger returns or higher returns than you would with a fixed annuity. That's more of an interest rate that you would get. The downside, however, is if the market is flat or goes, or let's say underperforms, then you're going to get either a zero performance or you'll get the lesser amount of whatever the stock market did in that time period. Now, again, if the market was down, negative, then what you would receive is nothing for that given year. Your principal was protected, which was great. The downside is you didn't get any sort of growth in that year. But for some people, they're thinking as well, I want the opportunity to get a better return, so I'm willing to take a bad year or two, or whatever time period that is, hoping that I have a positive return in the other years to make up the difference. That's the index annuity, Vin. And again, similar in that they have the principal protection from the insurance company. The difference is the fixed annuity has a set interest rate, where the index will vary depending on what index you're invested in and how the stock market does. The idea behind it, if the markets do well, you should be able to outperform the fixed annuity. On the downside, if the markets underperform, at least your principal is protected. And the last one I want to bring up, and this one is kind of a hybrid of being in the market, providing some protection, but also giving higher limits on the upside of the market. And they're called buffer annuities. They're relatively new. Over the last 5-6 years, we've seen them become a lot more popular. Simply put, what they're doing is it's almost like an index annuity, except it will provide downside protection to a certain limit each year. So what do I mean by that? So you may have an account, again, this is all provided guarantees or protections from the insurance company, that says, okay, we are going to give you a higher cap on the S&P 500. I'm just using that as an example of one of the indexes right. You could invest in. It may be 12%. You're thinking, that's outstanding. I can participate there to a higher level. The markets do well. I'm in great shape. But it's not a complete principal protection. What they're going to set up here is you will be protected to what you set up in the contract. It may be negative return of 10%, 20%. So the idea behind it is if the market's down less than or equal to the protection that you have, you didn't lose any in that given year. However, let's say you have this buffer annuity that has a negative protection to negative 10%, but say the market is down 15%, well, the 10% kicks in, but that additional 5%, you would have lost that amount. People look at it as, well, I have some protection, but I have a lot more upside. So depending on what your goals are, your objectives, the opportunity to make more money is there. The downside is if you have negative performance that goes below what your protection is, well, those are areas that you could have a negative return on your account. So depending on what you decide to do, on, again, it's called a buffer annuity. It's kind of like a hybrid with an index. The only difference is it's not a complete protection of your principal. The protection is based on the percentage of downside that you elect. The upside, however, though, is the caps, the upside ability is a lot greater. And so that's a conversation that you want to have with your financial advisor. What makes the most sense? We typically see these accounts a little bit longer term, and they should be, because there is more volatility in the sense of their performance, as well as the possibility of loss below those thresholds that I'm talking about. But I wanted to bring those three up because really at the end of the day, those are more set for growth. The fixed, yes, you could say is income because it's interest, but it's growing the account.
Mm.
The other two, again, is more for growth. And I wanted to make people understand that look at these annuities. These are annuities that are intended to grow your money, where the other annuities, the typical ones like we talked about, the income annuities, for example, when you retire and you get that option to be able to take your retirement amount out as an income story, a guarantee, if you will, for, say, the rest of your life, that's an income. So in that case, you lose the control, but you get the guarantee of the payments. That's that option, where with the growth options, you maintain control. You're not getting an income from these annuities, but you're getting growth options and certain guarantees and protections as you put the money in there and try and grow the money. All have set terms, all have certain guarantees and minimums that you want to discuss with your financial advisor. And again, I want to pound the desk on this. This is very important, Vin. Here it comes. These types of annuities, these guarantees, any annuity, it's from the insurance company. The insurance company is the protection. What they're providing comes from them. So again, when you look at the different options and you look at the insurance company that's providing these different options, make sure you go with a company that has a good rating, has been doing it for a good quality period of time, and has a time frame that, you know, it's not something new. It's not a company that has a lower rating. And that's, of course, a conversation you would want to have with your financial advisor. But I felt it was so important, Vin, to have this conversation, because for a lot of individuals, they hear the term annuity and they're like, well, I've heard they're great. I hear they're bad. I hear you lose control. I hear you have control. There are so many different options. Every type of annuity out there has its purpose. So again, that's the idea when you speak to your financial advisor, to see if it's an option that makes sense, to see if it's an option that's appropriate. What may be appropriate for one individual may not be for another. For somebody, an annuity may make sense. For somebody else, it may not. So have that conversation. Wanted to bring that up. Just, and again, there are more annuities that are out there, but I figured this was a good opportunity to show people, number one, an annuity that's purely for income for somebody, like we were using as an example for somebody's lifetime, and then a different type of annuities out there that provide for growth. The first option with income, you lose the control. The second option, you have control when dealing with growth with the fixed, with the index, and the buffer annuities. And there it is, Vin. Just a little recap, a little talk about annuities. I just figured these are some of the more popular ones out there. I'm sure people have heard about them. There are other options out there with annuities, but just to show you how different they can be. So when somebody says one thing about annuity, it could be one type that's completely different from another.
Oh, boy. And there it is.
And there it is, Vin.
Wow. It's a good one.
Thank you.
Good Financial Wake-Up Call podcast here today. And of course, listen back anytime.
Anytime. Listen to any of them.
You know, we've built up a good amount of podcasts so far, Dave, that anybody who wants to do a little catch up or just re-listen, going on a nice little drive for work today, or going on another kind of trip where you're going to be on the road, just put them in your playlist one by one. Listen to all the Financial Wake-Up Calls in one trip. You know, a lot of people like to listen to podcasts when you're driving around and going places. Well, now you got enough Financial Wake-Up Call podcasts to get you somewhere.
And
then you
and I like it. They're different.
It's amazing. When you're driving around, right, you start thinking about things as you're listening. I think this is a great way to get that out there.
That light bulb aha moment, something where it's like, I didn't think of that. Or I thought it was one thing and it could be something different, like we're talking about with these annuities.
Exactly. People are like, aha.
I get it. I understand.
Aha.
There it is.
Dave, another great one. How can people get in touch with you in listening to this podcast, or if they go back and listen to another, or just have any questions or issues that they're facing that they want to address with you and run by you? How can they get in touch with you at Shoreline Wealth Management?
I certainly appreciate it. Main number, 732-902-7880. Of course, visit us at shorelinewealth.com. We have offices in lovely Manchester and Manahawkin.
There they are. Go visit Dave. Go visit Dave. Have a nice little chat. Feel relaxed. He'll guide you on your financial journey. We got another podcast coming up in a week's time here, so do some catch-up this week if you missed any, and then share it with your family and friends. And you could also email shorttimeintownsquaremedia.com. Enjoy the podcast, people. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. This information is not intended to be a substitute for individualized legal advice. Please consult your legal advisor regarding your specific situation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you're more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor, committed to helping you weather life's storms. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.